Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, John 2:11.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is John 2:11. What Jesus did here in Cana of Galilee was the first of the signs through which he revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. Have you ever considered how many times God has showered you with hidden blessings? How many times he redirected you from something harmful, distracting, or that was simply not his best for you, and toward something profoundly better? And how many problems you remained oblivious to because he solved them before you became aware of them? The story surrounding today's verse reminds me of God's preemptive care and his tender heart towards all of his children. In John chapter 2, scripture tells us about a wedding Jesus, his disciples, and his mother attended. Now, this was shortly before he officially launched his ministry, and therefore, before he had publicly performed any miracles. Now, some historical background. In Jesus' day, wedding celebrations filled with music, feasting, laughter, and an abundance of wine often lasted for an entire week. Now, this would have been a huge expense. Anyone who's arranged and paid for catering for modern-day receptions can probably imagine the amount of food and drink needed for such an event. Enough, I would think, to place all but the wealthy in substantial debt. I imagine, or at least hope, most families began saving for this super expensive day well in advance. But even so, sometimes, as was the case with this particular wedding Jesus attended, the wine ran out. Now, this may seem like little more than a minor inconvenience to you and I, but in ancient Near Eastern culture, this was a really big deal. According to Merrill C. Tenney, author of the Expositor's Bible Commentary, quote, to fail in providing adequately for the guests would involve social disgrace. In the closely knit communities of Jesus's day, such an error would never be forgotten and would haunt the newly married couple all their lives. Plus, to the first century rabbi, wine symbolized joy, which means many would have viewed running out as an indication that the bride and groom were unhappy. Now, recognize this was a social custom, an expectation placed upon the wedding family, something Jesus could have easily rebuked as merely the tradition of men. He could have even used this as an opportunity to teach the bride, the groom, and their parents not to seek the approval of others, but instead to focus on and prioritize the things of God. But he didn't do that. Instead, he instructed the servants to take 6 stone jars, and massive ones at that, each able to hold anywhere from 27 to 30 gallons, and to fill them with water. Then, according to verse 8, he told them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet." They did, which had to take courage, right? I mean, considering this was Jesus's first miracle, they probably had no reason to think that they would be giving the master of ceremonies anything but water. And yet, they obeyed. And because they did, they became part of a beautiful miracle. And I can't help but wonder, did the bride and groom ever know about any of this? Were they even aware that they had run out of wine? Or did Jesus quietly perform this miracle, his very first, as something of a hidden blessing, an act of love that sought to shelter this new couple from a lifetime of shame? This story touches me because it reminds me of how much Jesus cares for you and I. He sees our concerns, the big and the small, the seemingly reasonable, and those we might be tempted to call petty. And he cares. But he also notices all of those things you and I may never see, situations that would potentially wound our soul or bring us shame. And he is always, always working on our behalf, showering his grace upon us. I don't know about you, but I want to be more alert to all those blessings I could easily miss. I want to live in anticipation of God's goodness, knowing, trusting that he is indeed good and that his heart is for us always. I invite you to do the same, to slow down and remain observant, alert to God's hand, to his heart, revealed in an unexpected rainbow or a vibrant sunset that lights up the night sky, in a child's laughter, a bird's song, a kind word or text sent from a friend, in an extra hour of sleep, or maybe the absence of traffic on your commute home, in the argument or conflict that never occurred, the roof that didn't leak, or the car that has yet to break down. Can you imagine the peace and joy our awareness might create and the stress that we would avoid? We'll still experience frustrations and hardships, but I think perhaps anchored so securely in our Father's love, we'll be able to grieve with an undergirding of joy. The joy that comes from knowing with every crevice of our souls that our God is good, faithful, and true, even when life feels hard. This week, watch for God's unexpected blessings and celebrate them for what they are, examples of his deep love for you. And then reflect on those moments, including all the ways he has shown his love in the past, when you feel alone and unseen, knowing and trusting that God is with you and for you. Let's pray. Holy Father, you are an attentive, faithful, ever-present, loving Father. We know that you hear our every prayer, that you see our every struggle, and that you care for everything we face, everything we encounter. We know that your heart is for us always, and we know that you are so, so good to us in so many ways that we may never even see, and other ways that we might tend to overlook. Help us, Lord, just to be more alert to your hand, to those blessings that you do provide. And help us to celebrate those blessings as displays of your love. Thank you for loving us so very deeply. It's in the name of your Son, our Savior and Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Givens and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Have you ever attempted to read the entire Bible? Did you do it, or did you only make it part way? I'm John Stonge, and I host a podcast that will make it possible for you to make it through the entire Bible, one chapter at a time. I've been hosting the Chapter a Day audio Bible podcast since 2015, and every single day of the week, I read one chapter of Scripture, then follow that up with a time of prayer. And if you're looking for daily insights and inspiration directly from God's Word, I hope you'll give the Chapter a Day audio Bible a listen. You can find it at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.